I've been wanting to get here, or it will be tonight, in this message. I've taken a point, for this is the third Wednesday night, out of this chapter, and tried to share with you some thoughts. I pray tonight God will seal it to our hearts and help us. And my question was, when we first came out of Jubilee, what are we going to do now? And I'm still on that subject. What are we going to do now? And all the testimonies have been great. And several of them said we're going to keep going. I like that. That's one thing we ought to be doing now, keep going forward. Amen. But looking in Nehemiah chapter 9, look at verse 21. I want you to stand, please, while we're reading the Word of God. Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 21. Yea, 40 years didst thou sustain them in the wilderness, that they lacked nothing. Their clothes waxed not old, and their feet swelled not. I read that last week, and I thought about praise. God, isn't that good? Amen. Moreover, thou gavest them kingdoms and nations, and didst divide in them corners. So they possessed the land of Sion, and the land of the king of Heshbon, the land of Og, king of Bashan. Their children also multipliest thou as the stars of heaven, and broughtest them into the land concerning which thou hast promised to their fathers, they should go in to possess it. So the children went in and possessed the land. Thou subdued before them the inhabitants of the land, the Canaanites, and gavest them into their hands, and their kings and their people of the land, they might do with them as they would. They took strong cities and a fat land, possessed houses full of goods, wells, digged vineyards and olive yards and fruit trees in abundance. So they did eat and were filled and became fat and delighted themselves in the great goodness, thy great goodness. We was talking last week on the potential of where we're going. And we were in that area. I just wanted to read those verses to you. Nevertheless, here's what I want to get to tonight. Nevertheless, they were disobedient and rebelled against thee, cast thy law behind their backs, slew their prophets, which testified against them to turn them to thee. And they wrought great provocations. Therefore, thou deliverest them into the hand of their enemies, who vexed them in the time of their trouble. When they cried unto thee, thou heardest them from heaven, according to thy manifold mercies, and gavest them saviors, who saved them out of their hand of the enemies, their enemies. But after they had rest, they did evil again before thee. And before, therefore leftest thou them in the hand of their enemies, so that they had the dominion over them. Yet when they returned and cried unto thee, thou heardest them from heaven. And many times didst thou deliver them according to thy mercies, and testifieth against them, that thou mightest bring them again unto thy law. Yet they dealt proudly and hearkened not unto thy commandments, but sinned against thy judgments, which is if a man do, he shall live. And them withdrew the shoulder and hardened their neck and would not hear. Yet many years didst thou forbear them and testified against them by the spirit of thy prophets. Yet would they not give ear. Therefore gavest them into the hand of the people of the lands. Nevertheless, for thy great mercy's sake, thou didst not utterly consume them, nor forsake them, for thou art a gracious and merciful God. I say hallelujah. Now therefore, our God, the great and mighty, terrible God who keepeth covenant mercy, let not all the trouble seem little before thee that have come upon us, on our kings, on our princes, on our priests, on our prophets, on our fathers, and on our people, since the time of the kings of Assyria unto this day. Howbeit, thou art just, and all that is brought upon us, for thou hast done right, but we have done wickedly. And I'm going to stop reading there. I'll read some more before we finish out tonight, the Lord being my helper. But let's bow our heads just for a word of prayer. Father, just want to say thank you for the Lord Jesus. And thank you tonight, Lord, how good it is in the house of God to be here like this. And Lord, we've heard the testimonies, and that what a blessing in my heart. I praise your name, God, for everyone who stood and praised your name and gave you glory and had a desire in their heart to go on for God and with joy and thrill in their soul. I praise you, God, for the singing of the songs. And Lord, the choir sang that song. I thank you, Lord, you've never failed us yet, and you never will. So I praise your name and give you glory. Why should we doubt you now? And help us, I pray, in this message, God, that we'll grab hold of the truth. No need to doubt him now. And then, Father, I pray in Jesus' name that you'd help all of us as your children be stirred and helped and encouraged and strengthened. Those that are not saved, I pray they'll see their need of a Savior and come to repentance and be born in the family of God. Help all in this house tonight to do what we ought to do for your glory. Thank you again for the presence of God. And Lord, just a sweet spirit now help me to preach. And I realize tonight that, Lord, I need that divine touch. I need you, Lord, to do something special for us tonight in preaching. We'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. What are we going to do now? And I've asked that question, and I asked it to myself. I've asked it to you. I'm trying to finish that message up. Looking in Nehemiah chapter number 9. I said, first of all, we need to continually be cleansed. And we talked about that, how they stood, read the word of God. Then they stood and confessed their sin. And so they were being cleansed. And we talked about daily cleansing and how we need to be walking with God day by day. We fail God. Paul said, I die daily. So we need to, every day of our lives, realize the fact, the cleansing. Again, in 1 John 1:7, I believe it is, says, if we walk in the light as he's in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanseth us from all sin. I'm glad, thank God, we can walk in the light and can walk day by day in that light with the Lord Jesus Christ. We talked secondly about being conscious about reviewing our calling. And when I said our calling, I'm not talking about just called to preach or called to do something special like that, be a missionary. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about our calling as a people of God. We are the called of God, called to serve God, called to live for God. And then we talked about, and thinking about that, where we came from. We look back where we came from. We talked about the call of Abraham, the call of Moses out of, and getting the children out of Israel, out of Egypt, into the land of Canaan. So we talked about that, and I believe it's important that we realize that. Then we talked about where we're going. And where we are, we talked about, we are the children of God, called of God for a purpose in this world. God didn't just put us here to take up a certain space. God put us here for his glory, his honor, to do a work for him. And where he brought us from, he brought us out of that miry clay and set our feet on a rock. We came out of a mess, and God's put us in the good things of God. And I say hallelujah for that. And then we think about the fact of where we're going. We're going to heaven, hallelujah, and heaven bound. But now tonight, I want to talk about constantly. We need to renew our commitment. We need to renew our commitment. I guarantee you that during Jubilee, there were some commitments made. I guarantee you the first of the year, there were some commitments made. And I don't know about you, but I can tell you about me. I was challenged in a lot of ways and throughout the Jubilee. And God challenged my heart about different things. And many times I was on the altar praying and asking God to help me and committing myself to do better or do certain things or whatever it is and trying. And then you look back after a few weeks and you wonder, just how am I doing? And that's where I am now. I'm looking back saying, how am I doing? And I believe that all of us need to do that. We're talking about what are we going to do now. I believe in a good revival meeting and a good service on Sunday and a good service anytime. I believe that if you're anywhere near right with God, you'll get stirred up and you'll have a desire to do something for God. It'll be something that's burning inside of you that'll cause you to want to do something for God. But most of us are like Israel was here. It doesn't take long for it to cool off. and it slips by us, and we fail to follow through as we ought to do. Now, here they were, and they've been reminded where they came from. They've been reminded that they were God's children for a purpose. And they've been reminded how they'd stood for the word of God. They'd listened to it. They'd confessed sin. They'd done good. And then they'd been stirred up. And so they were there doing great. And notice verse 26. Nevertheless, they were disobedient and rebelled against thee, cast thy law behind their backs, slew thy prophets, which testified against them, to turn them to thee, and they wrought great provocations. Verse 28, but after they had rest, they did evil again before thee. They got back. It reminds me of the book of Judges, how they get right with God, then they go back on God and start worshiping idols, and God let the enemy come in and take them, or something happened to them. They cry and repent and get right with God. God restore them. Then the next thing you know, they'll be right back out in something else and get messed up again. That's what's happening here in verse number 30. Yet many years didst thou forbear them and testified against them by thy spirit and thy prophets, yet will they not give ear. Wherefore, therefore, gavest thou them in the hand of the people of the land. He said, many years you bear with them, and then they kept doing this and over and over. Does this not remind us of our own lives? Are you not reminded of your life? I'd have to confess I'm reminded of my life, because there are times that I really, Brother Jerry talked about turning the corner. And Brother Ben and I mentioned this verse today that I mentioned it all the time, because I put down Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 for my life verse, but I believe I ought to use this one. I believe, Lord, help thou my unbelief. I feel so much of the time that I'm in that category. And some of you talking about the doubt of John the Baptist on Sunday in Sunday school class, and thinking about that. And you say, preacher, I never have any doubts. And I doubt you're doing anything for God either. Amen. If you ever try to do anything for God, the devil will see to it that somewhere along the way some doubts come. Now, I realize what Brother Jerry said about turning the corner. I believe you can be praying about something so long and so much and get so sincere about it, God will give you assurance that he's going to do that thing and turn that corner. But I'll guarantee you something else. And somewhere down the road, the devil will try to get Brother Jerry to doubt that that's true. He'll try to throw the doubt at him. And so you and I will be done the same way. And we need to settle it right now tonight that by the grace of God and the help of God, what are we going to do now? We're going to go on. We're going to do what God wants us to do. And we don't want to get back sleeing in the same position we was in before Jubilee, or we was in last year, the year before, whatever. We want God to do something in our lives, and that we want to be faithful and true to God and let God help us. And so we need to notice the regrets in verse 27. Therefore thou deliverest them in the hand of their enemies. Trouble came. They got chastised. Look at verse number 29. And testifieth against them that thou mightest bring them again unto thy law. Yet they dealt proudly and hearkened not unto thy commandments, sinned against thy judgments. And he just telling them their regrets, how they kept on, they kept on, and they kept on. And they get restored, then they'd go right back again. Get restored and go back again. Let me ask you tonight, how are you doing? How are you doing in your life as far as continuing on with the cleansing and continuing on with concerned about the word of God and confessing sin and doing what God have you to do? And how you doing about consistently living for God and going on with God and being committed to God in your life? And we're living in a day when people are committed to everything except what they ought to be committed to. And I've heard people talking about faith promise. They're talking about can't commit to that, but they can commit to the refrigerator and buying cars and buying houses and buying and commit to that. But we need to commit ourselves. And that's just an illustration, but we need to commit to that too. But I'm trying to tell you tonight, we need to be a committed people to a God that loves us. Amen. You ought to be a committed husband, a committed wife, and a committed daddy, a committed mother. But we need to be a committed Christian. God and let him help us in these days, amen, and that we might have a good report. And I remember the days those report cards used to come out, and you'd look at it and hope for the best, you know, and because you had to take them home to mom and dad, and you'd sometimes I heard you hide them, amen, and you didn't know what to do with them sometimes, but I am glad, thank God, and serving God, we don't do that in our own power, we do that in his power, and so he has the power to give, and if we operate in his power, we'll have a good grade, amen. If we don't operate in his power, it'll be a mess, amen. It'd be like cheating in school, and your teacher catch you. It'd be like looking on somebody else's paper, copying it down, and she catch you and give you a zero. And that's how we are if we're trying to operate outside the power of God. We're trying to do it in the energy of the flesh. It'll be a failing grade, sure as the world. And when we stand before God, we'll be ashamed of ourselves and ashamed that we didn't let God help us. Now, I'm talking about we relapse, and I don't want to have a relapse. And sometimes people get sick and they start getting better, then they have a relapse. But people do that spiritually, and especially in Jubilee, and especially in good services and good times. And so I'm just trying to help us all. I guess what I'm really trying to do is help me more than anybody else. It's difficult. And I say difficult, I don't mean that in any bad sense of the word. I just simply, it's difficult to go on for God. And when things have been up real high, and you're coming into church and you're trying to preach, and the devil will tell you that they don't care a thing about that, what you got to say. You just might as well sit down and let it go. But I declare, I believe I just preach anyhow. Amen. And go ahead, because I want us to go on for God and get a hold of it and say, God, I want to be committed to you and your word and the prayer, and committed to faith and committed to telling people about Jesus and committed and seeing people brought to Christ Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. I know it's a hard day and difficult time. I realize that. But why should we doubt him now? God brought us this far. I didn't know how far we'd ever go at Gateway Baptist Church, but God's brought us this far. Why should we doubt him now? Problems, yes, we've had some problems. Had some difficulties, had some hard days, and had some knocks here and knocks there, and failed God here, and including myself, failed God there. But I tell you right now, God's been good, and God's did well. And why should I doubt him now? And they still people out here lost without God. We need to get in and get them saved, get them born in the family of God. And here's where I really want to get to, and I won't spend much time on it, just wanted to get to it. But I want you to look with me tonight in verse number 31. Nevertheless, for thy great mercy's sake, thou didst not utterly consume them, nor forsake them, for thou art a gracious and merciful God. I can't help but stop there, Brother Bill, and say, whoa, glory, hallelujah. Amen. God didn't give up on me. God didn't give up on you. God didn't give up on us. I'm glad, praise God, he's a merciful, graceful God, and we can trust him in all things. Look at it. Now, therefore, our God, the great, mighty, the terrible God, who keep us covenant and mercy. Boy, I like all he said in that. Let not all the trouble seem little before thee that have come upon us, on our kings, and going and naming how trouble it comes. And now, don't let it be a little thing to you. Howbeit, verse number 33, howbeit thou art just in all that is brought upon us, for thou hast done right, but we have done wickedly. Isn't that not, hallelujah. I like that verse of scripture too, because it absolutely tells me how we are. And sometimes I was talking to somebody yesterday, and some of their family had passed away. I was trying to tell them God loves them. And they answered me, well, why did God take them? And I tried to tell them that God gave his son for them and died for in their place. But what I'm trying to say tonight is God's good to us. And he's saying in this verse, he's just. And whatever you brought upon, whatever he lets come on us, we don't have a thing in the world to complain about. I mean, there's what it is. Whatever God allows to come. And every one of us has been prone to, if you haven't been there yet, you will be if you live long enough. And the thought will run through your mind, well, why is this happening to me? And why am I going through this? Why do I have to do this for? And what do I have to suffer this for? And you'll be thinking along those lines, but hallelujah, he's just in all that he does. And that means what it is. He's just, you remember that. Next time that bad news comes down your way and it's told to you, you just remember God's just in all his ways. Everything God does is right. Now it's done right, but we have done wickedly. Now look at verse number 36. Behold, we are servants this day. And for the land that thou gavest to our fathers to eat the fruit thereof, the good thereof, behold, we are servants in it. In other words, they've been taken over by others. And he said, we're servants here in our own country. And yet it yieldeth much increase unto the kings whom thou hast set over us because of our sins. Also they have dominion over our bodies and over our cattle at their pleasure. And we are in great distress. And because of all this, we make sure covenant and write it. And our princes, Levites, and the priests seal unto it. He's saying to them, said, yeah, here we are, Lord, and we deserve everything we've got. We're in bondage, but we're making a covenant, and we're going to serve you. And no matter what king we're under, no matter. And by the way, good time plugging in right here. Doesn't make any difference who the president is. Doesn't make any difference how the economy's going. Doesn't make any difference how all that stuff is. We're just going to make a covenant with God. And we're going to serve God, live for God, let God help us, and keep on keeping on for the glory of God. What are we going to do now? Preachers are gone, and the preachers have come in and gone. Singers have come in and gone. We still got good singers, and we still got preachers around here. And we're just going to keep on going for God, worshiping God, singing praises to God, read the Word of God, preach the Word of God, and try to witness for God, invite others to come to God, and just say hallelujah while we do it. Amen. I say to you tonight, what are we going to do now? We're going to shout hallelujah. And we're going to say amen, shake hands. And we're going to give God glory. And we're just going to have a good time with Jesus and say hallelujah for it and go for God. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Father, thank you. You certainly are good. And you certainly are just in all that you do. And you're always right, never wrong. And Father, we tonight bow our heads, humble our hearts, make that covenant with you, Lord, to live for God, shout glory, hallelujah. And I realize, Father, that we relapse and we allow ourselves sometimes to get in the place where the devil jumps on down for glee. But help us, Lord, day by day to renew our vows with you and to walk with you and talk with you and be everything that you'd have us to be for your glory. We can't do that in ourselves. We'd fail you. We'd come short. I confess to you, God, that I'm no good. In my flesh dwells no good thing. But, Lord, that inner man that lives on the inside, I want you to help me. Yield myself unto you. And I pray in Jesus' name my body be a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is my reasonable service. Now speak to our hearts, Lord, that we may make up our minds now. What are we going to do? In Jesus' name, amen. Let's stand, please. Let's stand. If you need to come for any reason, be your opportunity to do so. I'm not going to try to make anything happen. I'm not going to push anything. I'm just simply asking if you need to come pray and talk to God. What are we going to do now? I invite you to come.
Hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. Take thy cross and follow, follow me. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. I'll go with him all the way.
Say, preacher, I realize my life is not where it needs to be with God. I'm not as committed. I'm not trusting God like I should, or whatever it may be. You like to slip your hand up and say, by that, pray for me. God bless you. God bless you. I see that hand. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you. Anybody else? I see that hand. Thank you. God bless you. Anybody else? Anywhere? God bless you. Thank you. Saw some precious hands go up. I want to say to you that we love you and Jesus loves you. We'd do anything we could to help you tonight. If you want to come and get right with God, this is a good time to do it. People are praying. I'm not going to prolong the invitation. I'm not going to try to make anybody. But God, the Holy Spirit, speaking to your heart, realize you need to get right with God. Be a good time to come. Father, we thank you for the Lord Jesus. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your goodness and mercy, and Lord, for precious folk here that slipped their hand up and very yielded unto you, very concerned about their lives. They asked for prayer. Lord, there's some here tonight that you're really speaking to their heart. I ask in Jesus' name that you not let them get away from it. Continue working, and we'll praise you and thank you. Thank you that you're long-suffering and merciful to us. But Lord, you give us opportunities to get right. Help us take advantage of it. I pray you rebuke the devil, powers of evil, and do for us what needs to be done in these lives of these every individual that raised their hand. I pray for in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We thank God for his goodness, and if I can help you after service, I'd be more than happy to try to speak with you. We'll do anything we can to be able to help to you. And let me encourage you to don't put off what God's speaking to your heart about. Don't let the devil steal it away. Don't let the devil get the advantage of you, but take it home with you. I appreciate you being here tonight. Appreciate you listening. And thank God for everybody that's here. I'm going to walk down the aisle. If you give me time, walk down the middle aisle. Good night, and God bless.
Jubilee, if I've got them over here in the box at the organ, if you order something, if you'll just meet me over here, I'll be glad to give that to you.